Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. One of the main reasons why we are required to make a Hishtadlut is in order to cover up the miracles of Hashem. Hashem wants His hand to be hidden, and by us putting in our effort, it accomplishes that goal. The age-old question is, how much effort do we need to put in? And to put it simply, the answer is, as much effort that is necessary to conceal the Yad Hashem. If we made an effort, but it is illogical that that effort should produce the results we're hoping for, then we have to do more. It is true that putting in too much effort is also a problem. But as Rabbi Dessler explained, that is only because the extra effort makes it seem like we think we are in charge of the results. If someone would put in a lot of effort and truly believe that it is not his efforts that are producing the results, then there would be no sin in that extra effort. Therefore, if someone is unsure if he put in enough effort to cover up the Yad Hashem, then he should do more and believe that all he is doing is trying to create a pipeline for Hashem to send his blessing in the most natural way. For example, if a father is hoping that his daughter will marry the top boy in a yeshiva, but his daughter graduated one of the lowest in her class, he cannot say, "I'll make this suggestion, and if it's meant to be, the boy will say yes." Because under those circumstances, it is illogical that the boy would say yes to his daughter. And therefore, in that case, the father would need a much greater hishtadlut to cover up the Yad Hashem. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Feldman told that a boy from the Slobodka Yeshiva got engaged, but before the wedding, someone slandered the boy to the parents of the girl, and they called off the shidduch. The boy was broken, and he turned to Rabbi Feldman for guidance. Rabbi Feldman went to Rav Shach and told him what happened. And he said, "All the reports said about that boy were totally false. What should we do?" Rav Shach told Rav Feldman that he would personally go with him to the parents of the girl to talk to them about it. It was a 3-hour drive to get there. When they arrived, Rav Shach told the parents he heard that their daughter was engaged to this boy, and he wanted to personally tell them how fortunate they were for getting such a great boy. He proceeded to praise the boy, describing all of his great qualities. When the rabbi left, the parents immediately called back the shadchan to reinstate the shidduch. In that instance, Rav Shach did not just say, "If it's meant to be, it'll happen." The reason is, since the parents heard that negative information about the boy, it was not logical that they would just reverse their decision to end the shidduch and call the wedding back on. They needed to be spoken to first, and therefore, Rav Shach made that hishtadlut to help out. If the parents would have then still said no to the shidduch, then the rabbi would have said, "It's not meant to be, we tried." All we are doing with our hishtadlut is trying to make things look as normal as possible. Hashem does not need our efforts to accomplish anything, but He wants us to conceal Him. Somebody asked if he should lower his prices a little bit on his merchandise to get more business. He said he's in a very competitive industry, and logically, if his prices were better, he stood to get more business. His question basically was, should I say if I'm meant to get the business, I'll get it? Or should I lower my prices a little? The answer is, if in the current situation, his chances of getting the business were equal to all others in the industry, then he would not need to lower his prices to get the business, because it already looks normal for Hashem to give him in that situation. But if it appeared that his chances of getting customers were significantly lower than others, then he would need to make that hishtadlut. in order to make things look more natural. The most difficult part of Hishtadlut is honestly believing that it is not us who are producing the results when we make the Hishtadlut. If we could make a normal effort and always believe that the results are being determined by Hashem, then we'll never be considered wrong for the amount of Hishtadlut that we put in. Have a great day.